this defense has this?
Yeah, I think there's, I don't think there's ever one moment where you just crystallize and say, hey, I got it. You know, we played Jim Bates and Bob Sanders defense for 3 years, and we never had that, you know, to that point either. So there's almost concentric circles, kind of like an onion. You get better and you get better and you get better and you get better. And so where we are in the onion right now, that's a bad analogy. But
that's pretty good. Analogy.
Sorry, I don't know where this stuff comes from. But I don't know where we are in the onion, but we're in it.
As long as you're not crying, you right. Feel it.
You've always had a perspective beyond football, but with the tragedy back home, how difficult has this last month or so been?
You know, it's been tough, but it's actually been incredibly inspiring as well. There's some tremendous stories that have come from Coach Thomas's death, celebrating his life. And so some point in time, I'll share some of this with you guys, but it's the story's still being written. The trial comes up here in September, and so that story's still being written. But an amazing community, amazing family. Pretty special people back there.
How hard has it been for you, though, personally, just
dealing
with what happened, and then having to do what you
got to
do
there? Yeah, I mean, it's there's a verse of scripture that says we don't grieve as those who have no hope. And so the reality is it's okay to grieve, but there's tremendous hope in the fact of if you're a follower of Christ, you're able to have great hope. And so that's kind of the mentality. There's been moments that have been tough, you know, but in the same sense, just been tremendous resilient and hopeful moments as you've seen the classic good versus evil and good win.
Aaron, a year ago there were a lot of distractions surrounding the students doing anything nice that now it's sort of like the focus is totally on football and that does that make it easier?
Are you alluding to the fact that we don't have a circus here?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you were saying. Yeah. It is, obviously. I think whenever you get a chance, just from a chemistry standpoint, our locker room has a chance to focus more and try to have that type of a mentality where we're not answering so many questions about things that we can't control. We can talk about what we do on the field and about each other and our team, and so that makes it better.
So as you look back at last season, do you want to put that in the rearview mirror as quickly as possible and just move forward? Is that the approach? Or
I think you're a fool if you never learn from your past, right? So, yeah, we learn from our past, but you can't live in the past, so we can remain, I think, present with the realities of who we are and what we are, and then go from there. We're still forward-looking, but I think our focus for our team needs to continue to be in the present. Taking a one day at a time approach, and maybe that's cliche or not, but that's the training camp mentality, and that's what we need to be right now.
Do you think this team is closer to 13-3 from 2 years ago, or 6-10 from last year?
I'll let you know in 6 weeks.
But you're convinced this team's better than 6-10, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it can be. I would have said that last year too. You got feathers. So I don't know. We'll see. I think we've got. We've got pieces that are in place, to allow us to be very successful. And they've all got to start, coming together to actually take shape. And I think that's what we're doing here at training camp.
Did Brett's decision this week eliminate another distraction and upgrade? Potential distraction was that he'd come to a division fall?
Oh, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. So it's kind of just speculation. And the reality is he wouldn't have been on our team, so hopefully it wouldn't have been too big of a deal for us anyway.
Was today even more like the first day of school for you? Everyone gets a little nervous when they start up. There's real training camp, all the changes obviously in the offseason. Coach McCarthy said he was asleep last night.
Really?
Players aren't quite the same that way. It's just,
I didn't sleep well last night because it wasn't because of that. Because of getting used to new beds. and they're great, but it just,
The roommate that snores maybe.
Yeah. And part of maybe you ask some of the younger guys, first time, you know, but training camp is training camp. You know, you come in, obviously, with the right mentality. It's a one-day-at-a-time mentality. I mentioned that earlier. And you have that type of focus, and it seems to be pretty successful. At least it has been for me.
Even with all the changes that kind of happened in the off-season, you still kind of just feel really comfortable just coming on in and just getting your job?
Yeah, you know, we've got a job to do. We've been working at it now for a long time, putting in a lot of hours, and there's no substitute for experience, so we'll just keep getting reps and trying to get better.
I've been looking forward to getting the pads on after all the work in the offseason that you guys all put in and changing the defense. So to get the pads on and get out there and actually, you know, put it to work, how did that feel?
Well, that was good, you know, but it was only one practice, so it's not like we really accomplished, you know, some, you know, huge thing, you know, today. But it was the first step, you know, in terms of our training camp and season. I thought it was, you know, a good first step. You know, so yeah, we'll go from there. Yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
No, no.